I'm talking to owner Chris Wickham, who owns Rebel Bride. She was awesome today, Chris.
Yep, she was good today, Pete. She's deserved that win. She's run some brilliant races in the last month or 6 weeks, in good races, given a lot of weight away, getting trapped outside the leaders. Probably a bit too brilliant for her own good out of the machines, but she was well deserved today.
All right, now, Craig Newitt rode a great race, didn't want to let Punctuate get away with murder, and made sure he was right in touch and kept the pressure on. But when he put the go button, 250 out, God, she was awesome today.
He said when he come back, he said she's never felt anything like today. He said she could have led standing on her ear. He said she'd be easily to fall into the trap. He said you've got to give her a bit of rein. He said she would have put two or three on him and just led stand on her ear. He said she's never felt any better than today.
All right, now she'll go to the tote, the Wait for Age race in Launceston.
Yep, that's where she's heading next.
Yep, and that's over 1,200 metres.
Yep.
And then she'll go to the Bow Mistress on Derby Day.
Yep, that's where she's going, Pete. Everything stays in one piece.
Can she defend her title successfully?
You bet she can.
All right, mate.
And then only unless Black and Tough can knock her off.
the stable, mate.
Yep.
And the other one you're on, you must be blessed. You and Sharon must think it's Christmas. Rebel Bride and now Black and Tough coming through the ranks.
Yeah. Better than Christmas, Pete.
Yeah, all right, mate. Yeah. After the Bow Mistress, will you head to the Vamos over 14?
She'll go to the Vamos, yep.
All right.
Yep. She'll go to the Vamos and everything's still going well. We might, she'll be at the end of her tether again, probably. Like she got to the end of her tether last year by the Vamos. She ran into run number 8, but that's the way the races are spread out here in Tasmania. She's going to do exactly the same again this year. The Vamos will be run number 8, which won't hurt her, but it'd be nice to take her away if she was still in good form and give her a crack at something on the mainland. But when you get to the end of the tether, you just got to weigh up where you go.
All right, mate. Yep. Well done. And you and Sharon just keep enjoying the ride.
Thanks very much, Pete. We sure will.